to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and oh my God, sexy people. Yes, I'm sounding like Lauren Bacall, but I'm still here. It was very interesting. I met the Worth Cannons, huge transformational conference in Arkansas, and I had to do the keynote speech, 2.5 hour keynote speech yesterday. I literally had no voice till about an hour before. And what it was about, and you guys will be very interested in this energetically, is that, all right, I'm going to tell you the whole story real quickly. I have been asking for a book, and this goes back probably 6-9 months, a new book that I felt would really expand my knowing and my experience of creation. As you know, right now I use as my Bible's Conversations with God, Book 1, Grant for the White Book. So I was doing a private session, and you all that listen every week know that during that session, I very clearly heard, I am the Word. And then I went to the bookstore to buy this book, Beloved, and I thought, I'm just going to check out the New Age section while I'm there. And lo and behold, there was a book, the title, I am the Word. Well, that was too synchronistic for me, so of course I picked it up. And as I was reading it, I strongly recommended to you all that you might want to read this book. And then on the way here, I was reading the next chapters, and it talks about the blasphemy of actually saying you're God. Before I knew it, I had given my power of what I truly know away to this book, because the rest of it had resonated with me so clearly that when I got to this part, I went, oh my gosh. And that little part of me that still needed to be absolutely sure about what I was teaching came into question. That night I lost my voice. That night I arrived here at the conference, down and did my work. It took me a day to get to it. That I had given my power away, my own knowing, even though I know I'm my highest answer, I questioned myself because another authority said that you cannot claim that you're God. It's okay to say that you are the frequency of God. But guys, if we're the frequency of something, we're it. I'm bringing this to you for two reasons. One, so that I encourage you not to leave what you know for anybody, including me. And two, that sometimes when you ask, it's delivered to you in a very different way than you expected it to be delivered. I asked for a book to expand me and my experience of the truth. I sure got that, but not in the way I asked for it. I got it through a book that challenged what I knew so that I could go, no, I do know this. So I leave that with you because that's very much where all of us are right now, is are you going to know? Are you going to walk the talk? And are you going to take action around what you know? Without the action part, we hold ourselves still in the past of hoping and wondering and, well, even praying for something instead of taking steps to consciously create it. That's what I want you all to focus on for the next month. What steps am I taking in the conscious creation of me? I urge all of you, if you can, if there's a way you can, to get the Four Cornerstones presentation and to listen to it and use it in your daily life. I've decided, I made a judgment call not to do a webinar this month because of a lot of different reasons. The person that I had hoped was going to do it with me is not open to doing it now, schedule-wise. And I'm very busy with wedding preparations. As you know, September 4th is the big day, so we're coming down on the wire. So there won't be a webinar this month. I promise you there will be one next month. And if you are called to do Creation Station 2, which is the advanced training, I need to hear from you by the end of July, which is coming up very quickly. Okay, so I think we're going to go right to the calls because I really want to get to as many people as I can today. And there's a theme that they've given me, which we don't usually get, but there's a theme around what's in your way of loving yourself that's keeping you from your conscious creation. So keep that in mind. Have your questions very succinct because I'm planning on my voice holding out through the rest of the hour. Okay, and we're going to start with Jen in Ontario. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. It's nice to speak with you again.
You too.
I just got that I needed to call you. I've kind of been feeling myself and not myself, and definitely have made decisions to kind of consciously create. So I'm just kind of following what I'm getting through my guides about calling in to you.
Yeah, there's one thing that's not in alignment. Okay, everybody, you understand that anything you want to create, you have to be in the frequency of love to create it. You have to match it with the frequency of love, which means you have to be the frequency of love around it. So what are you trying to create, Jen?
I'm creating a relationship. That's a divine,
okay,
right, honoring one.
So where are you falling out with the frequency of love around that?
I think it's just from past experience.
Yeah. So are you going to create this new frequency of love relationship while you're focused on not creating the past?
No.
Okay. So how are you going to fix that? How are you going to create you as the frequency of love around what you want now?
I think being in my, I'll say power, for lack of better words, And just doing stuff that I love and kind of giving it back, right? Giving it out and just trusting that experience that it will happen when it's supposed to. And just kind of live my life on a frequency of love between anybody and everything.
All of the above, and I want you to go to your love place. You have a love place, right?
Yep.
Okay. I want you to match that with a relationship.
Okay.
That's what your divine right relationship feels like in okay. frequency.
Okay.
Understand?
Yep. Totally.
Okay. And that was a lesson to everybody. If you're working on health in your body, you got to go to the love frequency and marry it with your body. You don't try to fix the disease. You live in the love frequency that matches the healing capabilities and the recognition of a healthy body. If you want to create money, you better live in that love frequency, guys, around money. Otherwise, you push it away. It's a great lesson you brought in for everybody, for every subject, Jan. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and we're going to Jamie in California. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Sounds like your voice is getting a little better.
Yeah, the more I channel, the clearer it gets.
Yeah, wow. I was wondering about any general guidance for me right now. It seems like I just kind of hit a point where I'm ready for, you know, my life to really take a turn and, you know, to be the best I can be. And I need my wisdom teeth pulled really bad. And I feel like once I get that done, I'll be able to, you know, I just,
Jamie,
I
didn't understand. What did you say really bad? I didn't get that.
I need my wisdom teeth pulled really bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Your wisdom teeth. So your wisdom teeth are kind of a metaphor for the wisdom of you.
Right.
And they want you to be very clear. Do you know that creation doesn't happen to you? It happens through you and by you.
Right.
That you
yeah.
are the creator of yourself. Do you clearly understand that?
For the most part, yeah.
Well, how do we get you all on board? Because all of you have to embrace the fact that you are the director and the choice of your own energy. So if you're choosing that you can't be free and clear and prosperous and healthy until after your wisdom teeth are pulled, then that's the way it will be.
Hmm.
Are you creating... Are you creating a way to get your wisdom teeth pulled?
What's that?
Have you created a way to get your wisdom
yes.
teeth pulled?
Oh, yes, I have. I just... And I feel like the one... I had went a couple days ago, and they told me it might not be another couple months, but I'm going to call... This is with insurance, but I'm going to call tomorrow a regular clinic, and I'll pay out of pocket, and I'm going to get that done, because I just feel, and like you said, the metaphor, I feel like now it's time for my wisdom to come out, and I think that's the metaphor, is that I've had a lot of wisdom within me for a while, and it needs to finally come out, you know, through all this life experience.
I get a yes on that, and so
yeah.
do you know that you can create your wisdom teeth, coming out with insurance, having it all paid now. Even though they said it would be 2 months.
Yeah, you know, it was funny when she said that. Yeah. It was funny when she said that. I was like, oh, no, it'll be faster than that.
Yeah.
She said October, and I was thinking, well, maybe September.
Okay.
Maybe
well,
August.
This is the moment that we create in. The present mm-hmm. moment of now is when you create.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
let's direct that the wisdom teeth come out easily, effortlessly, joyfully. They're all paid for now.
Mm-hmm.
But moving on from the physical wisdom teeth, I would like you to also claim that your wisdom is fully accessible to you now. And that's a good claim for anybody and everybody that's listening to this show. My wisdom is fully accessible to me right now in an
mm-hmm.
easily and effortless and joyful way. So it is. So they're saying, you might call every day and go, are there any cancellations? Are there any cancellations? Call me if there are any cancellations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Be proactive and take some action. Because
you already
have your default plan with the clinic.
Okay.
Right?
I already have what?
You already have your default plan. If there isn't a cancellation, but they're saying pretty clearly, you're going to be able to do this and have insurance pay for it. But you've got to know that you can create that.
Right.
Okay.
Mm.
So get busy
okay.
and going, this is the way I want it to be.
Okay.
And I want it to be now. It's already done. I've put my order in. The dinner's coming. All right, darling, thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you, and so it is.
And so it is, indeed. Thank you, Jamie. Okay, we're going to go to Jareen in South Dakota. Hi, honey, you're on?
Hi. Yes, I was just checking on my conscious creation that I have created. My job title remaining the same as director during a leadership study.
I get a yes on that. There's a
yes.
piece of information that they would like to offer you.
Okay.
Can you give me a movie, please?
I just get desperate.
Yeah, okay, because the words they gave me are feeling good. So lost the joy and fun in the creation of this, and you're trying to push it.
Okay.
Is that true?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. So that's not how creation happens, guys. I'm going to frickin' make this happen. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to force it. I'm going to make the energy do this. No, no, no. You want to invite the energy to do it, direct it to do it, laugh about it, and stay in the frequency of love around it. So go to your love place, dream. Can you take that feeling into the title?
Yes.
And living the title that you want to keep.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So, guys, you're getting a real breakdown here, right? And remember, they're showing you very simple ways to recreate the brain development that has been holding you in the patterns of recreation that we want to invite ourselves to move out of and create new grooves in the new record, okay?
Okay.
But you got to be conscious and feeling good and taking yourself back to that love frequency. Thanks, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. Hold on, let me. The switchboard is kind of funky here. All right, we're going to Ms. Liz in British Columbia. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you? It's great to talk to you.
You too, baby. What's up?
Yeah, I've got an issue that I've been dealing with all of my life, and I thought I had resolved a lot of the issues around it. It has to deal with my skin. I've always had eczema and rashes and such like that, and itchiness and allergies and whatnot. And for years, I've been working on clearing it and getting to the cause of it, because I know there's always a root cause to it. I thought things were going well, but I've had a recent breakout, and I'm just wondering if there's some sort of unconscious program or something running me that I'm not aware of, or what's going on with that.
A lot of our deepest-seated patterns are coming up now. Everybody, I'll tell you a story about my own in a minute, but they want to go to the word allergies more than any of the other words that you mentioned, and it's an allergy to yourself.
Oh boy.
And it's an allergy to self-love. So
oh boy.
What steps did you take about 3 to 4 weeks ago? Decisions or steps around loving yourself.
Okay.
Anything come up?
Say?
I think it... Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, can you repeat that? Can you say that again?
Yeah. 3 or 4 weeks ago, you made a decision, I believe it's with another person, where you kind of almost consciously said, you know, I'm going to love myself this time. I'm not going to go back there. I'm not going to do that again. And yet there's a belief that when you do that, you have to turn against yourself when you come forward for yourself.
Oh, that's interesting. 3 to 4 weeks ago. Yeah, there's been a couple of things. One of them I'm thinking of is I've hired a new person in my company, and while it's great freedom, I'm feeling very guilty that I should be in that job and struggling through it, because I, you know, this newfound freedom that I have with hiring this person, I'm feeling like I'm not doing my job or pulling my weight or doing enough anymore.
Okay, that's it. Stop right there. It's not the person, but it's your newfound freedom, and you feel like you're not doing your job.
Yep.
That's what's creating the allergy against yourself. So let's get clear then, because what you're saying is, when I create more freedom for myself, it actually creates less freedom.
Yeah.
So is that kind of how you're feeling now?
Yeah. That makes sense, because I go into this space in my head that, you know, I don't deserve this. It's, definitely not loving myself.
Okay. So.
Are you self-sabotaging?
So that turns you against yourself energetically. It holds you in a I want it, I don't want it place.
Okay.
So that, you know, when they talk about the 7-year itch?
Yeah.
It's the itch to break away from the relationship. That's kind of what you're experiencing, is you want to break away from this old relationship with yourself. And go, no, I'm ready, willing, and able to buy that all this newfound freedom is really freedom. And
okay.
I get to experience the freedom that I
okay.
want to give myself. And
okay.
the power of that freedom also.
Okay.
So this is resonating with you?
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Yeah, Yeah, I really thought that it was you know, different issues that I was dealing with, but it always comes back to, I think, self-love and self-esteem and issues around, you know, not deserving. So, yeah, this is resonating.
Everything comes back to self-love. Everything.
Yeah.
The more you unconditionally love yourself, the more powerful and free you are. Period.
Okay.
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 Now, let's take a moment to go over the four cornerstones and how they bring you back to that.
Okay.
So, whatever's causing this allergy or this itching, is it loving yourself?
No.
Yes or no?
Well, it's not, but in a way, it makes me focus on myself almost in a negative way. So maybe it's forcing me to take time for myself, but it's certainly not in a loving way. It's very destructive.
Exactly. So the creation of any kind of havoc or discomfort in our lives is not the highest definition of self-love. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Is it love for all other energy, meaning are we in trust of our bodies, of our money, of other energy that we're working with, of our job place? Is it endless love for all that energy?
No.
No. Are you living in the present moment?
I try to,
yeah.
Are you
worrying about this?
Oh, no. No.
Are you remembering that you're the creation of yourself and focusing only on the creation of what you want instead of fixing what's there?
No.
Okay. Guys, they have given you such incredibly valuable tools, but you've got to choose to use them. And if you use them, when you use them, those are your expressions of self-love. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay. So let's get conscious here, guys. Let's get really conscious of bringing ourselves back to our self-love.
Okay.
And always the choice of being the frequency of love. Boy, Liz, thank you. That was so valuable for everybody, honey. Thank you.
Thank you, Dee.
Yeah, and you can tell your allergies, thank you very much. Don't need you, don't want you anymore. I got the message. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
You bet. Okay, we're going to Deep in the United Kingdom. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. What can we do for you?
I wanted to ask, I am in the love frequency, like you mentioned earlier in the call. My question would be, when do you see me getting into a serious relationship, love relationship, leading into a potential marriage?
Okay, sweetheart, you're not in the love frequency around a relationship. So why do you think you're leaving the love frequency when you think about creating this relationship?
So I have come out of a relationship 2 years back. It was a 10-year marriage. And the divorce, I'll get the divorce paper very soon in the next few weeks. So probably that's what you're picking up on.
Yes, and they're saying there's a level of guilt that you are still living with around this divorce. Is that true?
It used to be, but now I have realized that what I've done was for the best for everyone. So I shouldn't be guilty, although I used to feel guilty. I've realized. And I've been told that it's the guilt feelings were wrong. So I have come to terms with it now.
You've come to terms with it is a true statement. You've released it from your energetic pattern? No. And I'm going to your father now. Your father and ancestral teaching. So what does that have to do with guilt? Your father and ancestral teachings within your culture.
I'm not aware of that.
Okay, what does your culture teach about divorce, darling?
So it's as long as the relationship is ended for the right reason, there is nothing to be guilty about.
Okay, so we need to look at the right reason. That's the core of what's going on here, that will free your energy up to create another relationship. So there is still a part of you that feels like this was ended for the wrong reason. Do you feel safe enough in this community to talk about why you ended marriage?
No, because they wouldn't believe me that I was abused emotionally, mentally, and physically. I wouldn't want to go and speak to everyone about it. And even if I do, I'm not sure whether they would believe what I'm saying of what I went through.
All right. So, Dee, this is the highest. The highest answer is being. Oh boy, everybody, listen to this. Being abused in any way is not reason enough to leave that abuse and move into the space of loving yourself. I want everybody to hear that there is a deep-seated belief that we should take the abuse, accept the abuse, withstand the abuse of the world before or instead of saying, I'm just going to live in the frequency of love. This is huge, what Deep is bringing in here. Are you understanding what I'm saying to you, Deep?
Yes, I am, Deep.
Okay. So I want you to give yourself permission as the God of you right now, and all of us, to know that we are ready, willing, and able to let go of any guilt that we may have for walking away from abuse, dishonor, lack of love, unhappiness, that it is our God-given right, that we are the creators of us and have a right to live in the frequency of love. So we are giving ourselves permission to do anything and everything to live in the frequency of love, and we allow all guilt to fall away around our choices of that, and so it is. So I am the God which is around all of this. I am the Word which is claiming this. So it is. Now I get everything is in alignment within you to hold this frequency of love, and especially hold this frequency of love around attracting someone who honors you, respects you, cares for you, and takes care of you as you want to do with her. Okay?
Yes, okay.
Okay, you want to hold yourself in that frequency of love whenever you think about this new relationship, honey. Okay? Thank you.
I will. Are you getting anything when I would... are you getting anything of anyone coming in?
You know, that's not really what I do, Deep. But they're saying as soon as you hold yourself in alignment with that frequency of love around creating it, it will happen as soon as you want it to happen.
Perfect. Thank you. Thanks a lot, Dee.
Okay. So it's not about what's happening outside of you. It's what's happening within you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. Thank you. Yeah, guys, not a fortune teller, and it doesn't work that way. When you're in alignment with your creation, the creation happens. What's up, Phyllis?
Oh, hey, Dee.
I lost you. Are you talking? Phyllis? Well, the screen says you're still on, baby. I'll come back to you, see if you can reconnect with us. So sorry I can't hear you. Patty in Santa Monica.
Hi,
honey, you're on.
It's interesting, the last call. I have a relationship, a good friend of mine that's been helping me a lot, but she's been flaking on me a lot, and it almost reminds me of a romantic relationship. And it's really upsetting me. But it's about me valuing myself.
Yep. Every relationship you have, guys, every relationship you have goes back to the relationship with yourself. And you have a relationship with your body. You have a relationship with money. You have a relationship with friends. So what part of her, what you're saying is she comes through for you and then she doesn't come through for you. And then she comes through for you and then she doesn't come through for you, right?
Right. But, and she's just been, I'm at home and we make plans. And then at the last minute, she'll cancel and just think nothing of it. And she just, and when I called her out on it, she's upset with me. And I was like, wait a minute, this just, doesn't feel good. And it's, and me standing up for myself, I'm the bad person, or at least that's the way it feels.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you this story because this has been one of the greatest challenges that I've walked in a long time. The set that I'm working on, and I've shared some stuff with you, but my perspective from a lot of things that's happened to me in the industry is they're not on my side. And if I have that perspective, then I've got to go in and create scenarios where through my perspective, it appears that they're not on my side. And it started happening again, and this is a pattern with me. Started happening again on this set, and I went to my room and I went, no, I'm not doing this. This is not loving myself, and this is certainly not loving them, and I'm certainly not in the moment of creation and creating what I want, which is harmony and happiness and feeling honored. So I decided I was going to go back in and see it as objectively as I could. Well, lo and behold, the whole energy on the set shifted. I could see that they were on my side. I could see they were just trying to get what they wanted also, that they were trying to work with me, and I was the one that wasn't working with them because of my perspective. So I want to get clear about the perspective of other people that you hold, Patty. And, this is your core thing. And, guys, we have all agreed, and now's the time that our big core stuff is coming up. Sheets, book, give me a song, baby.
I want to hold your hand.
Okay. So, dependency is the highest word, Patty. I'm dependent on you to let me know that I'm loved. And I believe I'm not loved, So when I depend on you, you have to let me down. That's the whole circle.
Hmm.
So people are caught in a paradox with you, and you're caught in the paradox because you're going, I have to depend on you to know that I'm loved, but you always let me down, and that's what I expect. So any time you, quote, unquote, don't or can't come through for me, I feel like I'm not loved, but I can't let you come through for me because I've got to be let down.
Hmm.
Now, is this resonating with you?
I know that I really get it really, really triggers me, like on a deep, deep level, this especially this past time. It's, you know, I felt
disrespected. Yeah, because you're ready to let go of it, honey.
Yay.
So you know now you've got to stop yourself. You've got to take yourself to the love frequency. You've got to say to yourself, okay, just because she's not coming, she still loves me, and I know that. And I'm going to allow her to do for herself what she needs to do while I know and remain in the love frequency for myself. And I'm ready, willing, and able to love myself unconditionally and allow other people to love me too. But I don't need them, right, to express my love for myself.
Yes, that
many
feels much
us,
better.
Yeah, many of us use our mates for exactly that reason. Oh, I'm going to create a beloved other so I can feel better about myself. But ultimately, that relationship will either have to die out or you'll come to resent it because another person cannot create the love for yourself that you're so hungry for. Do you understand?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful.
And you missed the
Thank
rain.
You, Beth. I know, but hey, thank you. Yes, I want to talk about that because I got an email about what is drought up. What can we bring into alignment with ourselves around the drought in the western part of Canada and the United States? Two things. First of all, we love the sunshine. We don't like the rain. So it was interesting to me, and I've spoken about this, that as soon as water restrictions went on in California, the rain started coming. Because all of a sudden we went, oh, well, I like the rain more than I like the water restrictions. So bring on the rain. The second thing, book, song, movie. Okay, they're giving me Shawshank Redemption. Okay, we don't have to feel guilty about living in paradise. There was so much flooding and tornadoes and destruction, and there was a part of all of us that was sitting here going, wow, we've got it so good, we should feel guilty. So let's create a drought. So, again, do we know that we're the creators of our lives, and that includes the weather around us? You know that your energy goes into creating the weather patterns. So wherever you're living, you want a balance, right? You want to create the balance just like you want the balance within yourself. You want to create the balance of rain and sun. You want to create the balance of temperatures. You want to create the balance of dryness and wet if you're being inundated. You want to create the the balance of calm and yet excitement if you're in a tornado area. So be conscious of the balance that you want to create within yourself. Marry that with that love frequency and direct the weather around you to be in alignment with that love frequency around the balance. Interesting, huh? We're so much more powerful than we ever know. Miss Jeannie, haven't talked to you for a while. How are you, honey?
I'm fine.
Well, good. So am I. What's up?
Please get to Mary. She has a very important question.
I don't even see Mary on my switchboard. Okay.
Oh!
But I will scroll down to see if she's there. Okay, is that all you needed, Jeannie?
Yeah, is there anything that the channel needs to tell me?
Nope.
Nope.
Not a thing.
Okay, so everything is working perfectly. I am in my love place.
So. Yep.
Pardon?
I get it. As long as you believe it, and yes, you are.
Thank you,
so
darling.
I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to look for Mary. Okay, let me scroll down and see if I can find this Mary. Mary in Maryland, there you are. Hi, sweetheart. What's your very important question?
Hi, honey. I just went on a beautiful vacation down to Myrtle Beach and all this to look at property for possible retirement there. And in the middle of it, I came down with a kidney infection that was just crippling. And I thought, what in the world is the energy behind that? And I wondered if you had anything from the channel that could guide me.
Yeah, what are you pissed off about, Mary?
Being pushed too fast to do this.
Yep.
Okay, then I know where I'm at. We got that part resolved.
Yeah, kidneys are always about, you know, if they're not flowing well, better look at what you're pissed
off
about.
Gotcha.
Okay, hold on. Is there, I get it was as easy as that, dude. So
I think it was, And that's the biggest thing that we resolved by being there. So, hallelujah.
Yeah, and you're not, you weren't trusting your creative energy, baby. You weren't trusting the energy of you to create.
Yeah.
So, again, everybody, I really invite you to really use the four cornerstones. They're magical, and they will get you back there in the snap of a finger.
Yes, 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 and it did help. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Much
love. Love you. Mm-hmm. Bye.
And we're going to Brian. Hi, honey. How are you?
Good. How are you, Dee?
Fabulous. What's up?
Good. Well, why is it that every time I call, it seems everything that's spoken on the show pertains to me? Why is that? But anyway.
Because we're all one energy, baby, and everybody acknowledges that pretty much every show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So here's my thing, and I feel like I'm at a point now where I know this work so well. I've been doing this work for years. I feel like I'm doing everything right. I'm thinking everything right, feeling everything right, but yet what I want still doesn't show up. There's still some resistance in there, something I'm not allowing.
Brian, I think you just stated the belief yourself.
Yeah, I think I did too,
When I do everything right, it doesn't work. Now, that's where we're going. That's not quite the highest belief. So hold on. We're going to a core belief. Okay. They want you to understand why when you do everything right, it still doesn't work. Because there is a deep, and it's very deep, and this is your freedom if you can recreate this. I have to struggle to conquer. So if that belief is in place, and it is. No matter what you do, you will still have to struggle to conquer what you want.
I get it.
Even if you do everything right, you will still have to struggle. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay, so state the opposite positive claim for me.
So the opposite of I have to struggle to conquer would be I simply have to allow with ease and grace what there already is.
Yeah, I allow myself to create easily and effortlessly all the desires of my heart.
Yeah.
You want to stay away from the words have to. Can you feel like if you have to, there's struggle there?
Yes.
Okay. You don't have to do anything but create easily.
Yes.
So we want to look away from our competitive mind, everybody, and embrace our creative mind. You don't create by competing with the world. You create by being in the frequency of love and holding the focus on what you want. You understand?
I do.
Okay. I'm not getting anything else, Brian. So they want to hear from you again in 3 weeks, one way or the other. Everybody understand that it takes 3 weeks to 3 months for what you've been sending out, all right? You know it goes out to the ionosphere and gets bounced back to you. So it takes a little while for you to start sending out something new and having that show up in your life bounced back differently. So whatever you get from the show today, hold on to it, do it, and live in it, okay? Stay in the creation of it until it shows up. Stay in your, in other words, you're waiting for Christmas. You know it's there. You know the universe is going to bring you the present, and you're just waiting to see it show up in your life.
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, they want to underline, though, that waiting is not creating. You continually create every moment while you know it's going to be showing up. Got it?
I do.
Okay, so all Thank of you. Us are coming together to claim I am the God which is, and I am the Word, and these words are spoken, and so it is, baby. It's great to hear from you, honey.
And so it is. Great to hear from you, Jess.
Oh, goodness. I tried to get through as many people as I could. Know that your answer probably was answered already. Look for the answer. Tell yourself you are the answer. You will hear it. My gosh, guys, these shows go so fast because you're so with it these days. I'm so excited about the place that we're moving into. Know that your biggest challenges may come up right now and call them good. Meet them. Celebrate them. Know that this is your opportunity to just release it all and put in what you want. Put in the order that you want. And be the frequency of love. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, PBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.